afternoon. Welcome to the Thursday, August 2nd, 2018 meeting of the special meeting of the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District Board of Directors. I'm Board President Rochelle Sherris-Watt, and I will now take roll. Director Welsh?
Here.
Director Deppe?
Here.
Vice President Hassai? I'm sorry, Vice President Natoli.
Here.
And Director Hassai is out of town and unable to be with us today. So we will begin with taking public comments on items not appearing on our agenda. Oh, Mr. Spath, do you want to come and stand so that you can be caught on camera? If you stand, I think by
no.
Last
year.
Okay.
Am I within anyways, very quickly, I was hoping maybe at the next meeting that we could get an update at the community center. It's been a while since there's been an explanation of where we are, and I'm assuming we're getting ready for a proposal for bids, if that is the case. So I think it'd be worthwhile for the community to understand where we are about the time. So anyway, thanks.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
I would just ask everybody to try to speak up a little bit. The microphone is way back here.
Okay. Any other comments? All right. Well, if not, we'll move on to board and staff comments.
I have a couple.
Okay.
One is I have met with Fernando with the county on traffic in a couple of locations. And as I mentioned at a prior board meeting, they are doing some improved signage at Highland and Arlmont. They still haven't gotten the signs, apparently. So I will be bugging Fernando to make sure that this is done before the school year begins. And Ricky, I just saw Bob Zanoni going, oh, there he's coming now. And also I met with Chief Hull with Fernando. We also met with Fernando at the intersection of Coventry and Arlington, and they're going to do some, in the short term, some improved painting of the street so that cars that would be turning right from Arlington onto Coventry will be forced to go a little bit slower than they're doing right now. An improved crosswalk there, which is apparently used quite a bit in the morning by kids running for the bus and other people crossing there for the bus, will take a little bit longer and will involve more money. And I brought up the issue that was brought up at the last fire board, and this is with respect to York, Windsor, and St. Albans, and some of those streets you park in facing the cul-de-sac as opposed to facing out, which may be important in the event of an emergency. And the county is willing to work with the neighbors on that, and I know that Vita is going to round up her neighbors to get those on York if they are willing to have the signage change. They'll be parking facing out and not in. And one other thing that we learned from Fernando is that just like the fire mitigation program where neighbors that have overgrown vegetation, the county will also issue orders, and there's Ann. The county will also issue orders to have homeowners cut their greenery that's blocking visibility as you're driving and wanting to make a turn. They will, let's see, does Ann and Ann see?
She'll figure it out.
They will issue an order to homeowners to trim their greenery that's blocking intersections.
Excuse me. While we're on that subject, I know maybe a month or two ago you voted to buy two new speed sensors.
Yes, and I talked about
that. Okay, so you're gonna today.
Yeah, I mean the comments. It's not on the agenda.
I was very
puzzled.
Then I will.
All right, move on.
Where would you like me? Yeah. And the only other topic Chief Hull will address.
Yeah.
All right.
Just had a couple.
Okay. Yeah. You have something? Do you want me to talk about it or?
Go for it.
So the board voted to order two permanent solar radar signs and then two extra poles to be put on Purdue and Beloit. And those poles and the radar signs came in. The poles we're not quite what we ordered for Beloit and Purdue, but it looks like we can repurpose the poles on Franciscan and Arlington, which are meant for portable signs, put those on Purdue and Beloit. The poles that came in are really designed for permanent installations, which is more appropriate for Arlington and Franciscan anyway. So those, I don't know exactly when it'll be done, but all the equipment is there, so hopefully what, in a week or two it should all be up.
Hopefully I'll be on the phone with Fernando this afternoon and
right.
We'll be working those details out.
Right, so it's all coming.
Okay. Bug them about Highland and Armont. The signage for those streets.
Yeah, different Fernando.
Oh, okay.
Chris, did you say this was solar?
For Franciscan and Arlington.
Okay, so you're going to...
Those are going to be permanent.
Pardon me?
Those are permanent.
Right, so you're going to switch out the ones that are battery operated and put those at Purdue?
Well, the poles that are on Franciscan and Arlington, there's no signs on those right now, but those are poles meant for portable signs. And that's what's intended to go on Purdue and Beloit.
But there's no sun on Arlington near Sunset.
It's in the trees.
Well, I'm getting a clarification. On Purdue, that sign will be a solar?
No.
Okay.
That'll be at one of the portable locations.
Okay, thank you.
Right. No, it's going to, the one in Arlington, if I understand it, is not going to be where it is now. It's going to be in a different part that does have sun. If I'm correct. Does that make sense?
No, thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah. And I don't really have details on this, but I'm trying to arrange a community traffic meeting with Monice Sen from the county and with Ricky, and I still need to talk to Ricky about that, in September sometime, where people can come and discuss traffic concerns, but also just understand what the limits and where the responsibilities lie, because Eileen and I both get questions about what can be done, and sometimes it's county, sometimes it's the police, and I think it'd be good not only to let everybody talk to the people that can do some, provide some solutions, but also understand where the responsibilities are, because sometimes it's a little gray about, is it county, is it police? And so hopefully in September, and I'll, by the next meeting, hopefully have a date for that.
In that traffic sign location on Arlington is right about where people are hitting their peak speed downhill into Sunset.
So no, I think it's a different location for the permit one, right?
Yeah,
Ricky?
But there has been one there.
That's been the one that's the intermittent one.
What, that it's not working? Or
we can discuss this maybe as part of our traffic rather than going back and forth. I think people.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any?
Yes, I have a couple things.
Uh-huh.
Just real quick, I wanted to make a statement on recruitment. Still have the two individuals currently in the background. I just spoke to another individual Sunday at the farmer's market who expressed some interest. But they also have applications in other places. So we're still moving forward with that. We're advertising right now permanently on the POST website, which is the Police Officer Standard and Training, which is the state of California's law enforcement website that we have an advertisement on there. The second point I wanted to just bring up real quick is, coming in October, I'm gonna implement a program, Coffee with a Cop. Most of the, a lot of California agencies are instituting this, and we're gonna start one here in Kensington also. So that, I haven't decided on the frequency, whether it's gonna be once every month, or bi-monthly, that's still left to be decided. However, the first Wednesday in October is sort of the National Coffee with a Cop Day, and that's when I plan to kick off our program.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sir?
How do you plan to communicate that to the public?
That will be sent out, it'll be put on the website, it will hopefully be able to be put in the Kensington Outlook. It will be sent out via the email that we have within the department.
If I can comment very quickly on
No, not really. I mean, we don't really take back and forth, but I mean, not to be...
No, that's...
Any helpful suggestions, we're happy to take, and we're happy to have conversation. Yeah, we have Nixle.
Excuse me.
And so.
Okay.
So.
I got it in there.
All right. We apologize for the cancellation of the special July meeting, and our next regular meeting will be next Thursday, on August 9th. On Tuesday, I attended the Kensington Municipal Advisory Council meeting, and I'm happy to report that KMAC approved our land use permit for seismic upgrades and ADA accessibility, and is passing their approval and their motion on to the county, who will hopefully take up that issue in August. So many thanks to Glass & Associates for presenting at that meeting and getting our approval. Any other comments?
Just at the on the community center, that the latest information that I had, since there was a question raised about it, is that it's currently the permitting process of the county, and it's there were a few bumps at the beginning, but it seems to be going well. It's a very detailed process, but the intent is not to rent the building after November 1st.
All right, we'll move on to items of new business. General Manager Constoris, would you like to introduce this item?
Well, we have two items on the
Item A, four A, the appropriations limit.
Appropriations limit, which we're required by law to have a public meeting. It's something annually done by all local governments in California. And the since we had to reschedule a meeting, we had to republish the notice. So that was published on July 19th, I believe. And Bill Zanoni is here, who did all the calculations. We are below the limit, so this is more of a routine matter to pass this particular resolution, which I think is 2810.
Yes. Bill, would you like to talk for a moment about performing the calculations?
Certainly. This is a calculation, as Tony indicated, that all government agencies go through every year. It's a result of a ballot initiative back in 1979, Proposition 4, which added Article 13B to the California Constitution, and it places limits on the level of proceeds of taxes that all public agencies can appropriate. So the exercise every year is to take the base year, which is 19, this first calculation goes back to 1980, and every year that base calculation is adjusted by changes in population and per capita income. And because you're a special, if you were a city, it would be based on changes in population in the city. Because we're a special district in an unincorporated area, it's based on changes in population in the county. So for 18-19, the change in population for Contra Costa County was an increase of 0.88%. And the California per capita personal income increased 3.67%. So the calculation is very simple. We just take last year's limit and multiply it by those two percentage increases. And so the increase, the appropriation limit for 18-19 is $4,375,000. And the appropriations subject to the limit are $3.1 million. So you are right now under your limit by about $1,271,000. And that's the case for most public agencies, but this is just a calculation that's required.
Thank you very much. Are there any public comments? All right, seeing as there are none, I would like to propose a motion that we accept resolution 2018-10.
I'll second.
I think I need to read the title. Just that the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District affirms the establishment of the appropriations limit applicable to the district during the financial the fiscal year 2018-19.
Okay, now I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Did you get your second?
Yes, but actually we are short a board member, so excuse me, I have to take a roll call. Director Welsh?
Yes.
Yes.
Vice President Natoli?
Yes.
Director Deppe?
Aye.
And I also vote yes, so the motion passes 4-0. All right, moving on to 4B. This is the appropriations limit election. Tony, would you like to present this?
Sure. And Ann here was nice enough to step in and follow up on this, which I will express an opinion about the Proposition 4, which was really directed toward large governments in California, such as Los Angeles and San Diego and San Francisco, and it had no effect on them at all. It affected small agencies who did not have diverse revenue sources and whose population was not growing. And so it affected a lot of special districts, such as Kensington. So the limit to set it at an acceptable but higher level needs an election of the voting public. And it has to be done every 4 years. And it's been done, and I went back and counted it, Kensington, it's been done 10 times in 40 years. So the last time was 4 years ago, so I think I don't know if we included the ballot. You could see what was done last time. In fact, I think you can use the exact language in the ballot that was used previously, because it's exact, we're just duplicating.
Change the dates.
Yeah. It's the same thing, it's just a do-over every 4 years. And Ann has helped me on this. I think we put the dates on here on what needs to be met. I just took them from the brochure from the county elections office. And Bill has also reviewed the item too for accuracy. So with that, I think what's required is just simply to adopt resolution 2018-11. This has a long title, but I'm sorry.
Yes, no, that's fine. Are there any public comments regarding this item, this resolution? Any board comments?
No.
All right, then I will make a motion that the board adopt resolution 2018-11, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District, calling an election for the purpose of submitting the qualified electors of the district the question of establishing the district's appropriations limit under Article 13B, thank you, of the California Constitution, fixing the date of said election and requesting the services of the county clerk.
Second.
All right. Then I will take a roll call. And just a reminder that date of that said election is November 6th. Director Welsh?
Yes.
Vice President Natoli?
Yes.
Director Deppe?
Yes.
And I also vote yes, Rochelle Sheriff's why. All right, the motion passes 4-0, and you will see it on your ballot, if all goes well. Well, that concludes all our business for today, so I will make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Are we going to roll call again? Director Deppe?
Yes.
Vice President Natoli?
Yes.
And Director Wells?
Yes.
And I also vote yes. The motion passes 4-0. This has turned into a beautiful day. Have a great afternoon, and thank you so much for coming.